So earlier there was a little accident.
早些的时候有一个小事故。
The cover, I don't know if you saw it, but the cover of the tray was slipping off the table. I was trying to reach for it. Brother Yunhai also reached for it. It was good that we saved the lid.
不然你刚才看见了没有？刚才那个盖子，圣餐杯的盖子差点要滑下去。
But then, of course, with the tray in my right hand, it just underwent an earthquake.
所以就震翻了一些东西。
But just as I was thinking, oh, this is a terrible mistake.
然后我就在想，哦，这太可怕的一个错误。
I believe God spoke.
我相信这个时候神对我说。
Because for the first time, I've actually seen it, the blood spill out.
这是我第一次看到神的宝血这样子溅出来。
And perhaps if you want later, you could come and see the damage from the earthquake.
如果你愿意的话，你可以过来看看这刚才的震荡发生了到底造成了什么后果。
But it's something very different from just getting a very pristine cup. It's very different from just getting a very clean cup.
就是。这可能和你平时拿到了一个很干净的杯子的状态是不太一样。
Compared to seeing that something has happened to destroy the perfect order that has been set up.
而是看到一个经过了某样东西而打破了那个完美的一个状态。
And so again, this morning as we gather,
所以今天早上当我们聚集在这里，
we may have a particular topic to preach about.
我们有一个特殊的题目来
Or we may have particular worries that we have in our lives.
我们可能在心里面有一种特别的担忧。
But I think coming to the Lord's table reminds us yet again of the gospel truth.
而当我们再次来到主餐桌前的时候，让我们再次被提醒。
That it is that God is good.
神是好的。
He did create a good world.
他创造了一个美好的世界。
But we did rebel.
但是我们确实是反叛的。
The perfect order was destroyed.
这个完美的秩序被毁坏了。
But yet, he has his great love that will restore that.
但是他对我们的大爱是可以重建这一切的。
And that regardless of what we're going through in our lives, we always have to come back to this point.
而无论我们在生命中经过了何样的事情，我们都终将回到这个点上。
That God is love.
神是爱。
That in his love, he's willing to save us.
在他的爱里面，他愿意救我们。
Indeed, blood was spilled.
确实，血溅出来了。
But then life is also restored.
但是生命也同样的被重建。
And so I hope that it is an encouragement for all of us always to remember, and even from the encouragement from the songs that we draw near to the cross.
我们希望这是不断的成为一个激励我们的事情，就像进十架那首歌所唱的一样。
And on this very literally warm morning.
而在这个温暖的早晨
May the peace of Christ be upon you.
愿神的平安临到你们。
And may you find joy in knowing and loving God.
愿你在认识神、知道神的过程中得到喜乐。
So I'm going to begin with a question.
所以我会用一个问题来开始今天的讲道。
To Coke or not to Coke?
喝不喝可乐，这是一个问题。
How many of us here know of the brand Coca-Cola?
有多少人曾听说过可口可乐这个牌子？
So few? Really?
这么少吗？真的只有这么少吗？
No way! No.
不可能。
When I was writing that, I was expecting, okay, we know.
我还期待着所有人都，我肯定知道的。
Okay, so I would think you're living in America, you at least know either Pepsi or Coca-Cola.
我假设你既然活在美国，你应该至少是听说过可口可乐。
All right, now that question is done, how many of...us have had at least a sip or at least a bottle of Coke in our lives.
你们有多少人至少喝过一口可乐呢？
Okay, no worries. I'm not going to judge you whether you make healthy choices or not.
不要担心，我不会论断你是不是在做一个符合健康的决定。
Personally, for me, Coke is a very weird thing.
对于我个人来说，可乐是一个很奇怪的东西。
Or I should say, sorry, I have a very weird relationship, connection to Coke.
或者说，我与可口可乐有一种很奇怪的。
It almost marks the change in my life from going unhealthy to trying to be more healthy.
它几乎见证了我的生命从不健康到达健康的过程。
And so I used to just drink Coke as if it's water. I really don't like Pepsi.
我曾经喝可乐像喝水一样，我 我特别讨厌摆事。
Uh-oh, I've just created some conflicts in the church.
我好像刚刚制造了点什么麻烦。
Okay, I can take Pepsi too.
啊，我也可以喝摆
事。But there was a period of time where just knowing how bad Coke is for your health just started to wane off from it.
但当我知道可乐对你的健康有多么不好的时候，我就开始不喝可乐。
But then there's something that remains in me. I don't know why.
但是我的里面还留有一点什么东西是我不知道为什么的。
Is that whenever I'm very very thirsty?
就是当我非常非常渴的时候。
Or that if something or the food has a lot of MSG.
或者这个食物里面味精太多的时候。
There is a weird craving of Coke that just kicks up.
我就会非常非常的想喝可乐。
And it's either I'll fight it, I can drink two bottles of water and will not deal with that craving for whatever reason.
我就算喝了两大桶水，也不会消除那种渴望。
But with a few sips of Coke, the MSG craving thing just goes away.
但是就几口可乐就能解决我。
So occasionally, there's still an unhealthy intake of Coke.
所以时不时的我还是会不健康的喝几口可乐。
And speaking of Coke, I now have a can of Coke for.
说到可乐呢，我现在有一小天可乐。
All right, and this I'm going to give it to someone for free.
我会免费的把这个可乐送给你们中间的一个人。
So who would like to have it?
谁想要
？Okay, I see Carol's hand.
啊，我看到 Carol 最快。
Don't forget here, though.
But don't
drink here. All right. And I'm going to tell you that, Carol.
那我现在就要告诉你
that the drink you now have in your hand is really, really, really bad for you.
你现在手中的这个饮料对你的健康非常非常非常非常不好。
And the fact that you know and you still want it.
你就算知道，你还是会想要它。
And it does cost your health.
而且它确实会让你的健康更加不好。
Okay, it's not to publicly shame Carol. That's not the intention.
这并不是故意的要公开的羞辱 Carol.
Because this is the question. Do you appreciate the fact that I have now warned you about the cost to your health?
而这个问题是我现在公开的提醒你这个对是对你的健康不好的你因此而感激我吗
And yet at the same time it is so weird I'm telling you that it's a bad thing and yet I'm giving it to you for free
而并且更加奇怪的是我明明确确的告诉你这是一个对你健康不好的东西而我还是给你了
What about this?
那换种说法说
这么说 It's not only that I'm giving you a free can of Coke
我不仅免费给你了一瓶可乐
I'm now going to reprimand you for wanting to drink that.
我现在要因为你想喝这瓶可乐而大声的训斥你。
That's a very nice sound, isn't it?
听起来很不错，对不对
？And that I'm going to drink it as I reprimand you.
而我在训斥你的时候，我要喝这更大的一桶。
And I already told you not to drink it in here, but I'm drinking it in here anyways.
而且我告诉你不要在这儿喝，而我却在这儿喝。
For all of us who are present, is there a word that comes to mind to describe me as a person?
所有在座的人对这样子的行为应当用一个什么词儿来描述呢
？Thank you. I appreciate you calling me a hypocrite.
假冒伪善。
Very true, and it's true. You can keep the can if you want.
你真的是可以拿那瓶可乐的。
Everything in moderation, I think. 一切都适量的使用就好了。So please now turn with me to Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 6.
请和我一起翻到马太福音第七章一到六节。
Not a good idea to drink Coke before you start preaching. Now I know.
在讲话前喝可乐是一个非常不好的主意。
Right.Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章
Verses 1 to 6.
一到六节
This is the reading of the Lord's words.
我们在读神的话
May we rejoice in the hearing.
愿我们当听的都在其中得到喜乐
Do not judge or you too will be judged.
你们不要论断人免得你们被论断
For in the sameway you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断；你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eyes and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?
为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？
How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye?
你自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？
You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eyes.
你这假冒伪善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample you under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces.
不要把圣物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕它践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。
Our heavenly Abba,
我亲爱的阿爸。
Our dearest God,
我们在天上的神。
May you keep us on your righteous path.
愿你使我们走在你的正道中。
And by your Spirit lead us to live by your righteousness.
借着你的灵引我们走向你的公义。
Grant us the delight in your truth.
让我们在你的真理中喜乐。
And we pray and ask by the name of Jesus, who is the truth incarnated.
我们祷告祈求，因着耶稣基督，他是道成肉身的真理的名。
Amen.
Amen.
And so the question is not just to judge or not to judge. To coke or not to coke, but is to judge or not to judge.
我们最开始的问题其实不仅仅是喝不喝可乐是个问题，而是论不论断人，这是一个问题。
So perhaps in the modern version, it will be you put away your big bottle of coke first before you ask someone to put away the small can of coke.
而用一个更现代的说法，也许是你先把你那这么大一桶可乐先扔掉，然后再说叫别人去喝那么一小瓶可乐。
And in this particular teaching on judgment, it comes in the Sermon of the Mount.
关于论断的这个特别特殊的一段教导是在登山宝训中，耶稣基督教导我。
And Jesus gave us a wholesome depiction on the character of the heavenly kingdom.
耶稣基督给我们描绘了天国的一个完整的画面。
He also gave us a wholesome instruction on the character of the heavenly citizens.
他也给我们作为属天的国民一个完整的教导。
So the kingdom and the citizens, they are to be marked by God's righteousness.
所以属天的国民是要有神的公义的印记的。
If we look through the Sermon on the Mount,
如果我们看登山宝训，
it is primarily spoken in opposition to a very established sense of self-righteousness during the time.
它是针对当时一个很完整的一种自以为意的一种现象来针对其而所说的教导。
And so Jesus, when he spoke about murder,
当耶稣基督说到谋杀的时候，
In the sense of self-righteousness, they have a very low-grade form of standard.
在自我唯一的人中，他们有一个非常低品质的标准。
What do I mean by that?
那我这个到底是什么意思呢？
Because Jesus speaks specifically that there is a particular, that even if you're angry against your brother, you are committing murder.
因为耶稣基督曾经绝对地说过，如果你恨一个人，你就已经在杀他。
It is because during that time, people think that, oh, as long as I don't literally take someone's life, I'll be okay. Even if I just drop bombs and missiles of hurtful words and fury against someone that is dear to me.
因为当时的人已经有普遍的意识，就是说，只要我没有真的去杀一个人或者把他的生命取走，我就是没关系的，就算我大发了一通脾气。
And that was the sense of self-righteousness that they think that they're okay before God as long as they don't kill someone literally.
这就是这种自以为意，他们认为在神面前只要不杀人，那我就是好的。
But Jesus gives us God's righteousness.
但是耶稣基督告诉我们什么是神的公义。
And for those of us who think that Sermon on the Mount is a good set of teachings, it is far more than that because we are encountering God's holiness.
如果我们只是把登山宝训当作耶稣基督的一段教导的话，但它其实远远不止这些。它给我们展示了神的整全是什么样子。
Because Jesus teaches us on just the very basic struggle that we have when it comes to anger.
因为耶稣基督教导我们关于愤怒的最基本的反应，我们应该是何样的。
He tells us that it does not even need for us to get to the point of literally putting someone to death for me to face the fires of hell.
他 他告诉我们，并不是我们的愤怒已经大到要把一个人置之于死地的时候，我们才真的是到了地狱的门口。
Because he's bringing us into awareness that anger itself is putting us in opposition to God.
因为他告诉我们，愤怒本身就已经把我们放在了神的对立面。
Because for one, when we are angry with someone who is dear to us, we are distancing ourselves from this person who is dear to us.
因为当我们对一个我们所亲爱的人发怒的时候，我们其实在拉远我们之间的距离。
And this person we forget in our anger is made in the image of God.
然后我们就忘记了，我们正在发怒的这个人，他其实是按着神的形象造的。
And I don't know how many of us could just be angry at someone without the mind starting to turn.
我不知道有在座有多少人发怒之前脑子连转一下都不转。
But I know for me, when I'm angry, I'm not just it's not just it's oh you da 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 da. The mind starts to compose words that are not very pleasant.
我知道我自己反正不是这样子，我自己并不是生气的时候只是生气而已，而是我开始在脑子里边想一堆骂人的话。
Which means that we are starting to devalue the person who is made in the image of God.
这就意味着我们已经在贬低一个按着神的形象所造的人。
Which is why in the beginning when Jesus started to speak about these particular character traits of a person.
所以当耶稣基督在一开始来描述这些人的特征的时候
When he speaks about anger, he immediately follows it with if you'd call your fellow brother or sister particular names that are very, very unpleasant, watch out.
所以他直接就提到了当你用恶语相向你所亲爱的弟兄姐妹的时候你是需要小心的。
And so Jesus also presents us with the high-grade, holy standard of judgment.
而耶稣基督也向我们展示了那完整的、至高的、圣洁的品质。
He tells us that within this whole issue of judging, it's also encompassed by God's righteousness.
他告诉我们，在这一切的论断的过程中，同样涵盖了神的公义。
And it seems like it doesn't take someone to be a Christian to know the beginning of this particular teaching.
但是看起来好像一个人他不需要成为基督徒就可以知道这条原则。
Do not judge, or you too will be judged.
你们不要论断，免得你们被论断。
Because I have non-Christian friends who employ a varied versions of this teaching.
因为我有许多非基督徒朋友，他们从各个侧面都来反映这条原则。
And we also read and we hear of the appeal to these particular principles.By advocates of, say, greater tolerance.
而且我们在听到时常的对这条原则的呼吁的时候，是来让人更加的忍耐。
Oh, you're a Christian. Shouldn't you not judge?
啊，你是基督徒啊，那你是不是应该不要论断
？And even in the church.
而且甚至在教会里。
For us Christians, we can think back to the times where we might just say, "Hey, don't judge me."
我们可能会想起来，我们有的时候会说，哎。你可别论断我啊。
You know what Jesus said, don't judge.
你知道耶稣基督说过什么哈？不要论断啊。
All of a sudden, we appeal to the authority of Christ.
瞬间我们就把耶稣基督的权威拿出来当挡箭牌了。
Yet there is something amiss in these everyday truncated or modified usage of these of Christ's definitive words.
对于耶稣基督这样子非常决绝的话，其实我们每一天都。会断章取义或者修饰过的来理解这段话。
Because he's not only saying do not judge.
因为他不仅仅是说你们不要论断。
It's very important to read the whole thing. Do not judge, or you too will be judged.
很重要的是，我们需要读这一整句话。你们不要论断，免得你们被论断。
And it's even more important to finish all six verses within this entire segment of teaching on judgment.
而且更重要的是我们需要把这一段教导都读完才可以明白这段关于论断的教导到底是什么意思
And to begin with there's something odd for someone to use hey do not judge
其实呢我现在要说的是如果一个人一下用了你不要论断我其实是非常奇怪的一件事情
Because those who have asked another not to judge have themselves judged that the other person has judged
因为那些要求别人不要论断我的人已经论断了别人在论断他
So when you tell me not to judge you you have judged me for judging you
所以当你告诉我不要论断我的当你告诉我不要论断你的时候你已经论断了我在论断你
Therefore are you practicing a double standard that allows you to judge me but not for me to judge you
所以你是在实行一个双重标准就是你可以论断我但我不可以论断你吗
Or if that's not the case, well, but that is the case. Okay, and then there's this other situation. Try this.
另外一个场景是这样子的。
Sincerely go to someone and praise him or her.
你真诚地走到一个人面前，赞美他。
And see if this person will tell you, "Hey, don't you judge me, for Jesus says, 'Do not judge.'"
来看看这个人会不会对你说，哎，不要论断我，耶稣说过不要论断。
On your Facebook or on your Instagram accounts, write back, "How dare you like my posts?"
在社交网络上，你就会说，你怎么敢点赞呢？
And why is that the case?
为什么会这样呢？
Because we're happily, positively judged. 很正面，当我们很正面性的被论断的时候，我们非常的快乐。But when we are negatively judged, oh man, our firearms show up.
当我们被负面的论断的时候，就一下火就被点着了。
So the same person who says, "Hey, do not judge," will maybe likely receive the praise, but really not handle.Any accountability statements.
所以当一个人说不要论断我的时候，他可能是没法去承受这个论断后面他的内容。
Which is why this particular phrase is so abused even among Christians.
所以这句话甚至在基督徒当中都是非常的
被滥用。
被滥用的。
And the appeal to Jesus' authority on making judgments.Usually, readily more comes when we are in some form of shame or guilt.
所以，当我们搬出耶稣基督的权威来当做挡箭牌的时候，通常情况下是我们觉得被羞辱了。
Or that there's a particular treasure in our lives. A treasure is a nice word for idols. There's a particular idol in our lives that we're trying to protect, and someone speaking truth into our lives and say, "Hey, do not judge."
而通常情况下又是我们心中的那些宝物而这些宝物通常代表了一些偶像它被别人所说的真理的话攻击的时候我们就会说哎，不要论断我
But at the same time there are times where it is a valid reaction because we feel like we have been condemned
但是有的时候这会是一个很正常的反应因为我们觉得被责备了
I'm happily eating my ice cream and someone you're eating ice cream
我在高兴地吃我的冰激凌然后有人说你干嘛吃冰激凌啊
And all of a sudden I felt like my total self-worth just got demolished because I'm eating ice cream
然后瞬间我就觉得我的自我价值被贬低了就因为我在吃冰激凌
So in this complex system of judging are we as Christians to judge or not to judge?
所以在这个复杂的论断的系统中我们作为基督徒到底是要论断还是不要论断呢
Because in the same breath, Jesus says, "Do not judge." He also says, "You got to pick out the speck in your brother's eyes."
因为就在同一段经文中，耶稣不仅说了不要论断，同时又说你要除掉弟兄眼中的刺。
And so, in this particular passage, we are in fact given a life-giving instruction on judging.
所以在这段经文中，我们其实被教导，我们需要去。
And that is, we are to judge, but we are only to judge righteously and rightly.
所以我们是要去论断的，但是我们必须论断的正直而且正确。
We are to judge righteously and rightly.
我们要去论断，但论断的正直正确。
And so there are improper or wrong ways to judge, but there are also good ways to judge.
确实，论断有不对的方法，也有正确的方法。
And if you're just very in tune with popular mainstream thoughts right now,
如果我们现在只是说主流观念的话
we know that the word judge is a very tabooed word or is a very dirty word.
我们知道论断这个词可以是一个非常不好的词。
But contrary to popular belief and the misuse of Christ's words,
但是与主流价值和与对耶稣基督的话误用相反的是
To judge is not immediately or necessarily an act of intolerance or unkindness.
去论断并不意味着一个即刻的、不可容忍的一种不友善的行为。
In fact, if we are to judge righteously and rightly,
事实上我们需要去论断，但要论断的正直而且正确。
To judge is an act of love toward another, whether the other person desires to receive your love or not.
论断是去向对方来表达你的爱来看对方是不是值得来 承受你的爱。
But again, let us not truncate the particular statement and say, "Oh yeah, we are to judge."
但是这并不意味着我是在断章取义的说啊，我们就是要去论断的。
But Jesus tells us that it's only under righteousness that we can judge.
耶稣基督告诉我们，只有在正直和正确的情况下，我们才可以论断。
So we love, so we judge righteously and rightly.
我们爱，我们论断，我们正直的、正确的论断。
The word that Jesus used here has two shades of meaning.
耶稣基督在这里用的这个词有两层意思。
And today we tend to think only of the second. That means to condemn and to avenge yourself.
而现在我们常常只想到的是第二层意思，就是责备和报复。含有责备和报复意思的论断。
And when it probably, hopefully not, but it sometimes speaks to the way that we judge others anyway.
而且有的时候我们去论断人的那个说法就带有这样子的情绪。
That oftentimes when we make a judgment, we are already condemning the person.
有的时候我们在做出一个论断的时候，我们已经在责备人了。
But Jesus employs both shades of the word judge.
但耶稣基督在提到论断这个词的时候，他其实提及了两层意思。
He tells us that when we judge, we are to make an accurate evaluation or assessment.
他告诉我们，在我们论断的时候，我们需要做出一个准确的评估和观察。
But at the same time, do not play God. Do not try to make be that judge who says you're going to hell or you're going to heaven.
而且同时呢，我们又不可以自己做神而去判断这个人是要上天堂呢，还是下地狱。
And in terms of saying going to hell is saying that you as a person, you're hopeless, you're not worthy of redemption, I have nothing to do with you.
而且在论断人的时候，你不可以有那种意思，就是说你这个人是完全没有价值的，你不配得到救恩，我不想跟你有任何关系。
Because Jesus would also speak of all sinners going to hell.
因为耶稣基督也提到所有的罪人都是要下地狱。
But that because he has already judged rightly, rather than condemning a soul to say that you are worthless for heaven.
而因为他已经正直正确的论断了我们，所以他就会让我们并不是。
并不是就是对天堂来说是完全一个无价值的灵魂。And so,We have to really bring our awareness of the definition of judge into more of the biblical definitions.
我们需要把论断这个词的定义放在圣经的背景下来解释。
That Jesus says, do not judge, because initially he is already speaking to those self-righteous people who are judging or condemning, I should say.
他对那些已经自以为义的在论断的人说不要论断，是因为那些人已经在责备别人了。
And they think that because they are religious elite, because they are leaders, they are the ones who fire out words and no words can return back to them.
因为他们自认为他们是属灵的领袖，他们可以去对别人说任何的话，而别人不可以对他们说那些话。
And Jesus is telling them, well, newsflash, however you judge others, you too will be judged.
而耶稣基督就告诉他们，你们只要是在论断别人，你们也会被论断的。
Not only by the people, but now in this case by the Lord Himself.
不止被人论断，而是被主自己来论断。
So the very beginning, do not judge, or you will be judged, is spoken in the context of self-righteousness.
所以这一开始的这一句，你们不要论断，免得你们被论断，是在一个对于自以为义的人说的话。
That if you are to condemn someone, do not be surprised that you yourself are condemned in equal terms.
如果你在责备别人，那就不要惊讶，别人也会以同样的维度来责备你的。
So Jesus is in fact giving a warning against the use of condemnatory judging.
所以耶稣基督在这里是在警告那些有责备语气的论断。
But at the same time, he is also encouraging the use of sensible, compassionate, gracious judging.
而同时，他也在鼓励用那种明智的、有同理心的、带有恩典的这样子的论断。
Because he's telling us that there is facts and there are planks.
因为他告诉我们，别人的眼中有刺，也会有梁木。
And regardless of whether it's facts or planks, they are not good for you.
不论是刺还是梁木，都对你是不好的。
They are to be removed.
都需要被移除。
But then to be removed, they have to be. We have to make the proper judgment that they are there.
而要去移掉这些刺或者梁木的话，我们必须做出正确的论断，就是你的眼中是有刺和梁木的。
So do not play God.
所以不要扮演神。
But at the same time, be a servant to one another. Be a brother and a sister to one another.
而成为彼此的仆人，服侍彼此，成为彼此的弟兄姐妹。
And how that all happens also both hinged on the word judge.
而这两层意思都在论断这个词中有所体现。
We are to judge righteously based on God's own righteousness toward us.
我们需要去论断的正直是基于神正直的对待我们。
And we are to judge rightly based on God's defined truth and standard.
我们要去论断的正确是基于神所定下的真理和标准。
It is not that we are not to judge at all.
并不是我们完全不要论断。
But that we are to judge in the manner fitting of the heavenly kingdom because we are heavenly citizens.
而是我们做出的论断当符合我们天国的子民的身份。
How we judge, why we judge, all of that matters.
我们如何论断，我们为什么论断是非常重要的。
And today for some of us, we're living in the aftermath of terrible judging by Christians towards non-Christians.
而我们现在生活的在这个社会中，我们会听到许多来自基督徒对基督徒的论断。
基督徒对非基督徒的论断。
基督徒对非基督徒的论断。
And non-Christians will feel the burn, that condemnation that even God himself has not given.
而非基督徒就会感受到那种来自基督徒的那种谴责，甚至是连神都没有给过的。
And I say that because there is the cross, and the cross always tells us that there is value in the soul, that God would come and rescue.
而我现在提到十字架，是因为十字架一直在提醒我们，人的灵魂的价值是多么的高，而神需要付上他自己为代价来拯救这些灵魂。
And so when we go the low grade way of you're going to hell, you don't know what you're doing. Of course, they don't know what they're doing. And what did Jesus say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
而我们现在却说，你根本都不知道在干什么，你实在是太没有价值了。他们当然不知道他们自己在干什么，因为他们不知道真理是什么。
But,
而我们都忘记了神曾经说过，父啊怜悯他们，因为他们不知道他们所做的是什么。
But somehow we say, nah, you're this particular group of people, you're not entering the heavenly gates.
但有的时候我们会说，你们这群人，你们根本不配进入天的神的国。
But somehow we forget that we too are sinners.
但有时候我们忘了我们自己也是罪人。
And it's only by God's grace that we are prevented from even more gross sins that we think we can commit.
只有借着神的恩典，我们才可以对那种把我们吞噬的罪，我们才可以远离它。
Who would ever thought that David, who is after God's heart, would commit murder and adultery?
我们何曾想过一个如此符合神心意的大卫是又杀过人又行过淫的。
If David could, we too could.
如果大卫都能这样，那我们何尝不是可以这样。
It is only by God's grace that we're never in that situation where we would be shocked by what kind of evil we are capable of.
只有借着神的恩典，我们才可以远离那些我们原本能做到的一切的恶。
And so Jesus tells us,
所以耶稣基督告诉我们，
Do not play God,
不要扮演神，
but at the same time be a heavenly citizen and minister to one another.
同时做一个天国的子民，彼此服侍。
And let us now read together Matthew 7 again.
让我们现在一起来再读一遍马太福音第七章。
First in English and then in Chinese.
先用中文，先用英文，再用中文。
Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way, you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye, and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？你自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs.If you do, they may trample them under your feet and turn and tear you to pieces.
不要把圣物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕它践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。
And again, the life-giving, life-saving instruction for us is that we are to judge righteously and rightly.
这种可以救我们的，让我们生命更新的教导，是让我们正直的、正确的去论断。
And so first, we are to judge righteously.
所以首先我们先看我们如何正直的论断。
So before any pointing finger goes out,
在一切的指手画脚之前。
And if you have never heard of this, one finger goes out, three points back at you. So I've learned to do that.
啊，你可能没有听说过，当你用一个指头指向别人的时候，会有三个指头指向你。所以我现在学会了用十个指头指向别人。
A tease apart. Judging is not a one-way street.
论断从来不是单行道。
Remember that.It's not just us speaking out, it will have an equal response or reaction.
并不是只是我们说出去而已，而是我们会得到同样的回应。
Because Jesus is telling us that we are all equal.
因为耶稣告诉我们，我们都是平等的。
That we are subjected to the same measure of assessment.
我们都受同样的方法来评
估。That we should be open to equal assessment by one another.
我们也都应该接受别人对我们来的同样的评估。
But if we are in the state of self-righteousness,
但是如果我们在自以为意的状态下的时候，
and if we are condemning another,
如果我们在责备别人的时候，
then do not be surprised that we will receive also the same condemnation.
所以你就不要惊讶于你也会受到同样的责备。
And Jesus is telling us that, well, when it is no surprise that when a parent said to a child, "Hey, your video games."
你就不要奇怪，当家长对孩子说，嘿、hey, ，你在玩游戏呢。
The child will go back, "Hey, your WeChat."
那孩子会对爸妈说，哈，你在聊微信呢。
Someone would say, "Hey, watch out for your cakes."
有些人会说，小心你的。
蛋糕就是 calorie intake from cakes
蛋糕啊、
yeah. calorie intake from cakes and then the person might equally say watch out for the caffeine from all your coffee
然后另外一些人会说你要小心你咖啡里的咖啡因呢
Why is there always this tussle?
为什么总有这种扭曲呢
Because oftentimes we are not able to properly give out a particular assessment
因为我们大多数情况下是不能正确的给出评估的。
When properly given, a judgment brings about accountability.
当正确的给出评估的时候，它会带来信任感的。
It is for the wellness of the other.
是为了对方的好处。
But then when it improperly practiced, it brings about relational fracture, or even a person will feel that he or she has been marginalized, has been devalued.
而当不正确的给出这样的评估的时候，我们的关系会破损，我们的距离感会更加的疏离，而这个人会觉得我没有被正确的对待。
And we have to also understand that it's not a one-way street because in the same way that if we forgive another, we are forgiven. And if we don't forgive another, we are not forgiven. It works in that same principle of reciprocation.
我们就当知道这从来不是一个单行道，当我们
原谅别人的时候
第二个吧、
当
我们原谅别人的时候我们同样也被原谅当我们不原谅别人的时候我们同样也不被原谅
Yes, praise God And we are aware that if we are very watchful of the way that we condemn another
我们需要很小心的来处理我们在责备别人的这个状态中。
Then we know that we are not the absolute final authority on the destiny of a person's life or person's soul.
我们要知道，我们并不是决定别人灵魂归属的权威的那个人。
And that God Himself keeps us in check.
神是来记录着我们每一个人的一言一行的。
And just as we are able to forgive another, demonstrates how we have known God's forgiveness.
而我们如何可以去原谅别人，也展示了我们如何的知道神是怎样原谅了我们。
And that we know that His forgiveness towards us is grace and not entitlement.
我们知道他对我们的原谅是出于恩典，而并不是我们做的如何好。
So when we do not condemn another,
当我们不去责备别人的时候
then, 责备。 is more than reprimand, is more than 责备, is damning someone to hell.
是我们诅咒别人的时候。
Yeah. We know that God's salvation to us and His grace toward us, it doesn't give us that valid reason to then go and condemn another.
神并没有给我们那样的权利去诅咒别人。
And Jesus also in this passage tells us that we are to judge, but only in humility, is anchored in humility and is purposed for restoration.
而耶稣基督在这一段告诉我们要去论断的时候是根植于谦虚谦卑而且是要在建造人的一个状态下。
Because both speck and plank, they are symbols of faults in a particular person.
因为这里提到的刺和梁木都是对于人的过犯的象征。
Except that the speck is now falsely made out to be representative of the whole person, and therefore devaluing of the whole person.
而这个小刺却被错误地来表达对这整个人的一个错误，而就导致了对这个人的诋毁。
And then the plank is blindly disregarded as inconsequential.
而这个梁木就是一种让我们来变得盲目地认为这一切都是无关紧要的。
Sorry, excuse me. And so the force of this hyperbole between the speck and the plank is this.
而在这个刺和梁木的中间这种夸张的手法是这样子的。
One, it tells us that no one is without fault and all are in need of help.
没有人是从来没有犯过过犯的，所有人都需要帮助。
Which is why Paul would tell us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
所以保罗才告诉我们，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。But
contrary again to popular belief,
但是与主流观念相反的是,
it is not because I am better, but because I am worse that I can now speak truth into your life.
并不是我比别人好，而正是因为我比别人不好，我才可以对别人的生命说出真理造就的话。And
here, everyone has a plank. Everyone has a speck.
每个人都有梁木，每个人都有刺。And
everyone who is with fault then can speak into another person's life for the transformation because we have tasted the righteousness and the grace of God.
而每一个生命中有过犯的人才可以对别人的生命有这种论断的 资格，因为你自己曾经尝过那样子的滋味是什么样子的。
Why is it that the one with the far greater fault who humbly acknowledges that he or her has their own great fault, why is it that this particular person then has that ability to speak truth into people's lives?
好，为什么一个曾经有过更大的过犯，一个更深的跌倒的人，是有这个资格对别人进行这样子的论断呢？
It is because the grounds for judging is no longer on our own righteousness.
因为他论断的基础已经不是他自己的义了。
But it's only that we are righteous, we are made right in Christ.
而是因为我们因耶稣基督因信称义。
Yes, we still have the rebellion against God.
是的，我们仍有那个冲动来违抗神。
From time to time, but we say that no, it is because now I am walking in the truth by God's grace, and I see that you're not, and oh brother and sister, come on, let's get onto the path.
而时不时的我们就会看到我已经行在神的正道中，而我会看到有些弟兄姐妹没有，所以我会说啊，亲爱弟兄姐妹，让我们一起回到神的正路中。
It will really change our approach towards speaking into people's lives.
它会真真正正改变我们如何对别人说话的方式。
Because judging is no longer an act of superiority over someone but humility.
因为这种论断已经不再是一种
is that I am capable of worse.
我曾经比你更差过。
Because oftentimes we can just see comments on, let's say YouTube, and you will read, oh, these high and mighty ones who are writing comments. On YouTube, there are, sometimes you read comments that would show forth that they are far more morally superior.
有的时候我们在 YouTube上看视频的时候，底下会有评论，然后有一些评论让他自己显得他的道德水准很高。
And sometimes I know I find myself doing that. Oh, you ran, what? You just ran 2 miles. I did 5.
有的时候我也会这样，而且我还看着他，我会觉得啊，你才跑了两迈而已，我已经跑了五迈了。
And not remembering that I had 10 years of training, the person just started 10 minutes ago.
而我忘了，我已经过了十年了，而那个人才十分钟。
There is something in us that we want to be better than someone so that we don't feel so bad about ourselves.
我们里面有一点是让我们觉得我们比别人好，所以我们自己就感觉不那么坏了。
But Jesus is saying, oh, the judging can no longer be an act of superiority.
而耶稣基督告诉我们，论断不可能再是一个优越感的一个东西。
Because easily, if you feel superior to the person, you definitely devalue the other person when you speak.
因为当你对别人感到优越感的时候，你在对他说话的时候，你绝对会有贬低他的意思才在的。
And also, judging is no longer hypocritical but authentic.
而同时，论断也不再是虚伪的，而是真实的。
Jesus is pointing out how hypocritical people's judgings are during the time.
耶稣基督在那个时候明确地说了，当时这些论断的人是多么假冒伪善。
That it is that I'm no longer pretending that I'm faultless.
我不再假装我是毫无过犯的了。
But that I am raw in my own faults, and I can acknowledge the equal status between us before God.
因为我承认了我的过犯，所以我知道我们在神面前都是同等的，我们都有这样子的过犯。
That, sorry.And that I'm secure in God's righteousness so much that I believe in Christ's righteousness for me that I can be vulnerable about my own wrongdoings.
我在神的公义里面是有如此的安全感，所以我可以承认我因着这样子的过犯是如何的脆弱。
And last but not least, judging is no longer an act of condemnation, but restoration.
而最后呢？论断也不再是一种责备的行为，而是一种建造的行为。
Is that as you approach a person and you are going to speak a particular judgment?
因为当你去就近一个人的时候，你会去说出一个特定的论断。
And if you're still uncomfortable with the word judgment, then replace it with, let's say, assessment or evaluation.
如果你觉得论断这个词实在是不好听的话，你可以换成评估。
Is to say that you go to a person and say, I really wish the best for you.
你走到一个人面前说，我真的是愿意一切最好的都在你身上。
And wishing the best for a person is always to see that God's righteousness is manifested in the person.
希望最好的事情发生在这个人身上，其实就是希望神的一切的公义都临到这个人。
It's not going to a person and say, oh, I wish you to be happy.
并不是你到一个人面前说，啊，我希望你快乐。
But I wish you to be holy.
而是我希望你圣洁。
When we go to someone with that assessment, we bring the truth of God to say that blessed is the man who walks in the way of the Lord.
当我们带着这样子的态度去评估这个人的时候，我们其实是有一个信靠神的人有福了的态度。
Yeah. It's not because of my own particular opinion or preference anymore.
并不再关于我自己的论断和倾向了。
But that because we know God's truth and we know what truly is bad or good.
而是因为我们知道了神的真理，我们知道什么是真的、正确的或者错误的。
This is why David, after his murder and not his murder, but after him committing murder and adultery, he's able to come forth.
这就是为什么大卫在谋杀过人以及行过淫之后，他可以再来到神面前悔改。
He would be able to write in Psalm 51, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, so that sinners will turn back to you."
所以他在诗篇51中才可以这样子写：求你使我仍得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持我，我就把你的道指教有过犯的人，罪人必归顺你。
It's not just about me becoming a good person anymore.
并不只是简简单单的是我要成为一个好人而已。
It's about God using us now in our brokenness so that we can then minister to others who are equally broken with us.
而是我们现在因为接受了神的这种医治，我们曾经的这些伤害可以让我们去更加体会别人的伤害，所以我们可以一起来到神里面得医治。
It's a way, in a way, it's also, we could even modify St. Francis' prayer.
我们可以甚至用圣法兰西斯的祷告来描述。
Because this indeed is to bring love where there is no love.
是在没有爱的地方带来爱。
But then it's also to bring a healed brokenness into a brokenness where it's not healed yet.
是在还没有受医治的地方带来医治。
And so Apostle Paul, I oftentimes put myself in his position and say, wow, the apostle, he knows he has murdered Christians until the time when he met Christ.
我常常把自己放在使徒保罗的位置上，然后体会他的想法。他是真的知道他在认识基督前杀了许多的基督徒的。
It's hard enough to know that we have lied to our dear ones. It's hard enough to know that we have lied to our dear ones.
当我们对我们所亲爱的人撒谎的时候，我们去承认这一点已经很难了。
How do you keep your mind sane to know that you have murdered your fellow brothers and sisters?
而你在脑子中不断地跟自己承认我曾经杀过我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，又是什么样的景象呢？
And it's only by his security in Christ, he knows that the grace has come upon him so mightily that he then teaches us sinners to look to Christ for his grace.
只有在在他在耶稣里面的安全感是如此的实在的时候，他才可以再来教我们，我们当定睛在主身上。
Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life.
耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
So indeed we are to judge righteously.
所以我们是要正直的去论断。
Fully based on the righteousnessThat each heavenly king, citizen has been graciously bestowed by the heavenly king.
我们一切的论断要基于神的公义，这是神赐给他属天国民的公义。
And we are also to judge rightly.
我们也要正确的论断。
That before we point our fingers out,
我们在任何的指手画脚之前
，first know that Jesus has told us these.
我们需要知道耶稣基督曾经教了我们什么。
First, we need to know that who are we before God and in Christ.
我们在耶稣基督里面，在神的面前，我们到底是谁
？Knowing that we are worthy of divine judgment, but instead we've been given divine justification.
我们是当受属天的审判的人，而不是给出属天辩解的人。
Not that we are sinless, but that we are forgiven.
我们并不是没有罪，而是我们被赦免了罪。
And in fact, we often underestimate our ability to sin.
而且我们很长时间是低估了自己还有多大的能力可以再去犯罪。
We perceive ourselves to be better than we really are.
我们常常感觉自己是一个比我们本身实际的那个更好的一个人。
I remember reading about some surveys done in schools.
我曾经记得我在学校里面读过的一些调查。
And students tend to think that they outperform many of their peers far beyond the actual reality of their performance.
他们的那种调查自我评估的结果常常比他们本来的那个人要好很多。
And when it doesn't even have to, it comes down to our pride just really blinding us to what reality is.
这意味着我们的骄傲是何等的让我们变成了盲目的人。
And sometimes when you watch talent shows,
当你看综艺节目的时候
there are those who will scream and shout even though they really cannot sing.
有些人
I'm sorry, they will scream and shout at the judges, even though they really cannot sing.
有些人他们其实不会唱歌的，但是他们上了台以后却对那些评委们叫叫嚷嚷的，因为他们觉得他们受了不公平的待遇。
Because they say, well, you don't know what you're saying. I know my skills in singing.
因为他们说你根本不知道你所说的是什么，我知道我能。
It is not to devalue the person.
并不是要贬低这个人。
Because perhaps God really has not.Bestowed the gift of singing, but has given the person some other capabilities.
即使这个人没有唱歌的恩赐，但他会有许多别的神所赐给他的。
But the point is for us all to actually find out what really God has given us, rather than just I wish for a particular strength in a way.
而我们当做的是找到神到底给了我们怎样的恩赐，而不是就一心一意的想说我就要这种能力。
But But if I could just give a disclaimer here.
我需要免责声明一下。
If you recognize that, that you have a particular ability that's not your natural talent.
如果你发现你有一个不是你自然得到的天赋的时候。
But somehow you know that God is calling you to use that particular ability to serve another.
但你明确地知道神呼召你用这种特殊的恩赐去服侍别人的时候。
Then please do not say to God, well, you know, you didn't give me that, so I'm not going to serve in that particular area.
所以你就不能跟神说啊，你没有给我这样的恩赐，所以我就不能去这么做。
But that we will move into the area of service in even greater trust of God.
而是我们就会甘愿地来到这样子的服事中去因着信靠神我们怎么做
And so when we are to know who we are before God and in Christ
所以我们需要在基督里在神面前知道我们到底是谁
And in verse 6 it's also a very abused verse
在第六节中这又是一个非常被滥用的一节
Because when we read and when I read it it's very easily condemnatory
当我读这句的时候是非常容易被理解成是责备的话
Do not give to dogs what is sacred
不要把兽物给狗啊
Do not throw your pearls to pigs
也不要把你的珍珠丢在猪前
And you immediately have said I have the good things but you're a pig, you're a dog You don't deserve what the good thing that I have for you
你会瞬间就会想啊，我有好东西而你们这些人是狗是猪而你们不配得这些
Oh you stupid dog and silly pig How can you not like the sacred stuff or the pearls
你这个笨狗你这个蠢猪你怎么会配得这样子的珍珠呢
Totally contradictory to what Jesus is already pushing out here.
完完全全和耶稣基督在这里所讲的一切内容是相反的。
Because Jesus is not teaching us to call people pigs and dogs.
因为耶稣基督并不是让我们叫别人狗和猪。
But he's appealing to us to our sensibility and hoping that our sensibility is not blunted.
而是他告诉我们，你们应该明智一些。他希望我们的理智并不是盲目的。
It is telling us that sacred things is of no use to dogs. As in, if you want to help a dog, if a dog is hungry, you don't feed sacred things. You feed something that dogs would eat.
要知道，圣物对于狗是没有用的，它们又不能吃。如果你真的想帮助狗的话，给它一点能吃的，而不是给它圣物。
As a, there's a theologian who wrote, it's not about worthiness here, it's about helpfulness here.
并不是关于价值，而是关于有没有帮助。
It's not calling particular groups of people dogs or pigs.
并不是称呼某一类人狗或者猪。
But it is for us to see clearly what the particular need of the person is, so that we can speak truth for restoration.
而是让我们看清楚这个人到底需要的是什么，所以我们可以针对这一点而讲出适当的真理。
I've been told many times by parents who have at least two children.
有两个以上小孩的父母很多次都跟我这样说。
And say that, oh, each child is different.
啊，每一个小孩都如此的不同。
And you really cannot have this particular one way form of raising a child.
你不可能把所有小孩都禁锢在一个框框里面。
But that each child is to be engaged differently.
每一个小孩都需要被不同的方式对待。
It takes time and time and time and patience and effort to get to know one particular child.
需要花很长很长很长很长的时间，又需要努力，又需要耐心来了解一个孩子。
Truly, it is a whole lot more difficult than raising one child because you are two very different ones. And we tend to say, "Ah, you," sorry, when in Chinese.Look at your elder brother, he, da da da. Look at your elder sister, da da da. You.
所以养两个孩子是非常困难的，当然比养一个孩子要困难多，因为经常会说啊，看看你哥哥啊，看看你妹妹，什么什么什么什么的。
And you wonder why the other child who's being compared got just stabbed in the heart and lost his spirit.
然后你就纳闷，为什么这一个被重伤的孩子，就像心口被扎了一刀的时候，然后就属灵一下就垮掉了。
And we just have to be very careful because.Our young people do voice out to say, we always get compared to our neighbor's child.
你要很小心，因为我们的年轻人经常说，我常常跟别人家孩子比较，被比较。
And say stress.
好大压力啊。
And wow, the WeChat group just goes out to entire Chapel Hill. Everyone knows that I got a B plus or something.
在微信群里边已经传播出去了，整个 Chapel Hill 都知道我得了个 B 加还是什么东西的。
And so it is so necessary for us, and it really will. It is not easy.
这个真的很不容易，但又是必须的。
But it is not for us to feel easy and comfortable in engaging another.
这并不是让我们在与别人相处的时候觉得舒服。
When Jesus is talking about do not give dogs what is sacred and throw your pearls at pigs, he's telling us that we need to see the other person as worthy of all our time and respect and how we will and treat them for their goodness.
当耶稣基督说不要把圣物给狗，也不要把珍珠丢在猪前的时候，他是让我们要花时间去了解那个人，让我们真正知道他所需要的到底是什么。
That the love for each child is the time given to correctly understand each child.
对每一个孩子的爱是与每一个孩子花时间去正确的认识每一个孩子。
In the same way to people.
对别人也是同样的。
Such a time given to each person is priceless.
这种在别人身上花的时间是无价的。
So then is the love.
爱也是。
So after all, some specs, if you have ever had something go into your eye.
毕竟呢，如果你眼睛中曾经进入过任何东西的话。
Sometimes it takes a puff.
有的时候吹口气就出去了。
But sometimes you need to wash it underwater.Or not really water, but eye cleanser, because water has bacteria.
有的时候你需要用那种清洁眼睛的液体才可以把它洗出去。
Not all specs are made the same.
并不是每个刺都是一模一样的。
And so without God's truth and standard, if without a solid grounding in God's word, how else might we know what is right?
所以如果没有神的真理和标准，没有神这样坚实的话作为基础的话，我们又怎么知道什么是对的呢？
If we do not know what is right, how else do we know how to proceed?
如果我们都不知道什么是对的，我们又如何去面对别人呢？
Moreover, if without knowing Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life,
更有甚者，如果我们不知道耶稣基督就是那道路、真理和生命的话
，And if we do not know that we have been all our debts have been cancelled because we have a merciful master，
如果我们不知道我们有一位免了我们一切的债的恩慈的主的话
，Then how else might we judge one another righteously and rightly？
我们又如何正直的、正确的论断别人呢
？Because Jesus he loves us and so he judged us, but he judged us sacrificially.
正因为耶稣基督他爱我们，所以他论断我们，而且他这种论断带来了牺牲。
Because we have a Lord who could have left us for dead.
因为我们有一位主，他是可以让我们就等死的。
But instead, he judged us that we are helpless on our own.
但是他论断出我们因着我们自己是无助的。
And so he became the sacrifice so that we can be reconciled to God, and so that he could be our righteousness.
所以他就成了那个赎罪祭，所以我们因着他的这样子的死刑的判决，我们与神和好。
Indeed, the death sentence was pronounced by our own sins.
对于他的这样子死刑判决，是因着我们的罪才给他判了这样子的。
But that he took our death sentence.
但是他替我们承受了这样子的刑罚。
And indeed, our Lord, he could have left us in the dark, but he judged us to be lost like a sheep without a shepherd.
我们的神也确实可以让我们在黑暗中独自的迷失，但是他也正是论断出我们就像一个没有牧者的羊一样。
So he became one of us, lived among us in grace and truth to show us God.
所以他成为我们中间的一员，住在我们中间，向我们展示了神的爱和神的恩典是什么样子的。
And yes, Christ did judge us, and he led him to the cross.
是的，耶稣基督论断了我们，而这样子的论断将他引向了十字架。
Without that particular judgment that he has on us, we are condemned, we are dead.
如果没有他对我们这样子的论断的话，那我们就是该受责备的。
But somehow his judgment brought us our redemption, our restoration.
但是他的论断就这样子带给了我们救赎和重建。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world but to save the world through him.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
Whoever believes in him is not condemned.
信他的人不被定罪。
But whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's own one and only Son.
不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
let us be marinated through and through by the gospel.
让我们不断地在福音中浸染，再浸染。
So that we will righteously and rightly speak truth into people's lives.
所以我们可以公义地、正确地彼此讲真理。
That out of the love for God and out of love that He has for us,
是凭借着神赐给我们的爱，所以我们也可以彼此相爱。
That we so desire for one another to bear the fruit of righteousness.
所以我们是多么渴望彼此都结出义的果子。
That indeed we will anchor ourselves in God's word.
我们把自己根植于神的话中。
That we will be humble before God to know that we should have been condemned, but now we are redeemed.
我们要在神面前谦卑，因为我们知道我们当受何样子的谴责，但是我们现在被救赎了。
Knowing that God desires His people to demonstrate their love toward one another with their sound judgments towards one another.
让我们知道神是借着我们彼此的论断来让我们展现对彼此的爱的。
Knowing that God desires for us to demonstrate our love toward Him by trusting.In His redemption and obeying His revelation to us.
让我们知道神让我们如何展现对他的爱是借着顺服他。
The fleshly judgment will take up a rock to try to stone the woman caught in adultery.
一个来自肉体的论断会让人拿起石头去打死那个来到耶稣脚前的女人。
But the divine judgment will say to the woman,Go and sin no more.
而来自属天的论断会对这个女人说：“去吧，不要再犯罪。”
May it be that we judge just as Christ would judge.
愿我们去做论断，正如耶稣基督如何论断。
Our God, you are the Almighty.
我们的主，你是全能的主。
And we are fully dependent on you.
我们全然倚靠你。
We are left if.And if we are left to our own fleshly means,
如果我们在我们的肉体中的话,
it is no wonder that all around the world is, I suppose, is terrible when we continue to condemn one another.
这就不奇怪为什么我们会无时无刻的都在责备着彼此。
And the most evil is that we pass off our judgments as if it's a joke.
而更恶毒的是，我们这样子论断人，而觉得我们只是在开玩笑。
We tease and mock and say, it's just for fun.
我们彼此的讥笑着，而却说，这只是开心而已嘛。
But how dare we mock souls that are made in your image?
但是我们又如何可以去嘲笑那些按着你的样式所造的呢？
So God, unless you transform us by your Spirit into our real selves in Christ.
主啊，若非你借着耶稣基督的灵将我们转变成我们当成的样式，
We will continue to act in our sinful flesh.
我们就仍然在我们的罪中的肉体中受困。
We pray that God you help us to judge by your righteousness and truth.
我们祷告神可以帮助我们用你的公义来让我们论断的有真理。
That we will bear the fruit of the Spirit.
我们会结出圣灵的果子。
That we will be the church of Christ.
我们会成为耶稣基督的教会。
That we will be the light and salt to a dying world now drowning in her own darkened thoughts on tolerance and judgment.
我们会在这个世界对于他自己的容忍和论断的黑暗的想法中沉沦的世界，我们成为光和盐。
That this world without you is at a loss and headed for a condemnation she brings upon herself.
这个世界因为没有你，他已经自取。谴责终必失丧。
Oh Lord God, you have given us our sensibility to make sound judgments as a gift.
哦主啊，你给我们这样子何等美丽的恩赐，让我们可以做出这样确实的论断，是因为你的正义。
May we then not carelessly throw out this beautiful, even though at times it is painful, gift of sound judgments in your righteousness and truth.
让我们不要随意的使用这样美丽的恩赐，有的时候这会是很痛苦的，但是让我们真的是确凿的在你面前谦卑的使用这样子的正直和正确的论断。
We pray and ask.
我们祷告并祈求。
In the name of Jesus Christ, who gave us a new life by His cross.
借着赐给我们新生的耶稣基督的名，因着他的十字架。Amen.
Amen. Amen.